Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
And hey, everybody, thanks for tuning in to episode 666. Yes, you heard that right, 666. It's the Overseas Connection podcast, apparently the evil edition. Today, January 16th, 2022. Hopefully you can hear me fine, and hopefully you can also hear Kim Woods on the podcast today.
Hopefully howdy, howdy.
Just fine.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, otherwise, this could be a weird podcast.
As far as I can tell, there's bouncing bars. That's always a positive sign.
Uh-oh. Hardly Dan just popped in the chat and says, is there supposed to be some sort of sound? Uh-oh. Oh, wait. No, wait. He got it. Okay, we're good. Phew!
Yeah, it was the pause for Greg unmuting microphones and realizing, hey, we're good to go.
Oh, there you go.
So it looks like we have Hardly Dan. We got Boomer in the chat.
Yes.
And it's a happy place. It's a happy place in particular because it's just you and I, Kim.
I know, right? On the evil podcast of all things.
I know. It's rather fitting if you ask me. Although, in hindsight, maybe Robin, Phil, Mark, they're more evil than we are, I think. Well, Pete, absolutely. He's a ginger and he's into the whole cock cage thing. I mean, that's the most evil thing I've ever heard. So, anyway, but it's just the two of us today. I predict a relatively short show, not a shit show, a short show. There's football to be watched. Who knows? Maybe we're going to talk for like 5 hours. You never know. But hey, if you are tuning in, we are a video game podcast. We will talk about life, everything that happens in our daily lives. And then we move on to video games. And of course, that is the crux of our hobby. It's everything that we do. Right now, my whole office is in just chaos. If you can see it in the background, I'm slowly building out some cases. I'll talk a little bit more about that in a few. But the idea is eventually to get this into a better man cave, if you will. But getting there has been a process. Anyway, we are on Twitch. We are on YouTube. We are every Sunday, 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. on the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast. And if you happen to be with Kim hanging out in BFE, it's 3 p.m.
It is indeed. Go Chiefs.
Yeah. Go Chiefs. There you go. On the eve. I will not say I'm rooting for the Chiefs.
I know.
And it's not because of you, Kim. Ironically.
Oh, I know.
No, it's one of my best friends, Brad. He is an a-hole. I love him, but he's an a-hole, and he's a big Chiefs fan. He's also a Cowboys fan. He has no allegiance to one team.
He's a Cowboys fan?
Exactly. Ugh. He's one of those guys like, oh, I have to have a team at every conference. It's like, whatever.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, death to the Cowboys, and sorry, death to the Chiefs. Anyway, all right. We don't have any birthdays to talk about as far as I know. If we do, I'm not aware. So, we're going to get into some story time.
Everyone here loves story time, our favorite time of the day.
Is it really our favorite time of the day?
I don't know. I was just listening to you and noting that I don't know if the audio picked up that or not. I don't know. We'll find out. Anyway. Exactly. Indeed. Okay. Where are we? We're talking story time. Kim, yes. Why don't you lead us off? What's been going on with you?
Well, you know, it's been kind of a, I don't know, usual week, I guess you'd say. I mean, there's not a whole lot going on. It's still winter and there is 63 days till spring. So God, hurry up. Other than that, I updated the laptop to Windows 11 and I was worried it could be a shit show, but so far it's not terrible. Of course,
by the way, we have had a request for this not to be a shit show. So
we'll try officially,
we are doing our best. And Windows 11 not being a shit show is in and of itself news.
Right?
I was So the funny thing, so I got a notification on my work laptop. Hey, you can upgrade to Windows 11. Mm-hmm. And I thought I hit yes, but apparently it still has not updated yet. So that could turn into a shit show, which is the last thing I really want because it's my work laptop. But oh, well, yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Well, so far it's been pretty smooth on my end. I mean, the only thing I really use this for is the podcast anyway. So as long as it doesn't screw with any of that, and it kind of flubbed up my Skype settings a little, but nothing major. So yeah, Windows 11, it ain't all bad. I mean, I didn't have any problem with Windows 10, but they're like you said, oh, you could update. And I'm like, eh, well, I guess if I'm going to do it, I might as well do it now. So, you know.
That's how they get you.
Exactly.
At least they're offering it for free, right? It's a free upgrade.
Yeah, right. I didn't pay for it.
Well, I think they finally got smart with their operating system and realized they shouldn't charge for it. They should do the whole Apple model is just bring you along, force you into the new operating system eventually, because they won't support the old operating system at some point. But it's a way to keep you in that ecosystem.
Right. Exactly.
So.
Anyway, other than that, that's pretty much it for me this week. There's snow and it's cold and I'm patiently, impatiently waiting for spring.
Okay. So I do have a question though. So Windows 11, I mean, is there anything notably different?
Well, there is no start button technically. I mean, it's in like the little Windows like menu thing. So, I mean, other than that, no, not really. I mean, for me, it doesn't seem like it's any much different than 10. I mean, the little, when you pulled up 10, you had your little groups, your little, I don't know what you call them, not apps necessarily, but your little blocks of stuff that you could do. Well, you don't have those anymore. They all have them pretty much lined up on the little, I guess you call it the pinned menu now. So, I mean, like I said, it's not much different. I mean, it all pretty much does everything that it did before. It just, you know how these things are. They just kind of tweak things here and there and make it look a little different. And sometimes you got to spend an hour looking for the shit that you used to have on your other one that, you know, now they've randomly moved to somewhere else and you got to try to track it down. So, I don't know. I think when I installed it, they said they got rid of a thing or two, but it was things that I never used. I think like Paint and some other things that they got rid of, I guess. So
they got rid of Paint?
I guess.
I'm gonna cry. Microsoft Paint was one of like the one of the worst best programs ever.
Right. So
yeah, it was my way of cheating to try and create because I cannot use Adobe to save my life. Right. So I would always cheat using Paint to try and create funny pictures of Robin or something like that and then try and post it. So yeah.
Well, I don't know. It may still be on there, but I know there was a couple of things they popped off that said, well, that's not in this one, or I don't know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's all right. I mean, it runs Skype for me. It runs the YouTube TV because I had to use it the other day on my laptop. And my Firefox is still working. So far, so good. So, I mean, it didn't turn it into a lifeless brick. So
that is really a good sign.
Right?
Lord is saying he's praying. He doesn't get selected for Windows 11. I think it really boils down to your computer if it can handle Windows 11, and that's kind of the odd thing because normally the operating systems roll out and pretty much everybody could always use the newest system. It seemed like, but this go round, I think specifically because it really leverages the fast SSD hard drives. If you don't have an SSD hard drive, then you won't be able to upgrade to Windows 11.
Right.
So
I will say one thing. I think when I first upgraded to 10 years ago, it seemed like it took forever. I mean, I can remember, I think I left my computer on all night long trying to get it finished. And with this, it didn't take long at all. Maybe a half an hour, if that. So at least they've got something, you know. They've got something going for them this time because it didn't take all night to upgrade, so...
Yeah,
that was nice.
And I did note that you made notification that Cortana is officially dead. So the rampant AI Cortana is officially dead from Windows 11. I do have to laugh, by the way, that they chose Cortana to be the voice assistant. Mm-hmm. And yet, you think about the Halo story.
Right.
And it's a rampant AI that's trying to kill you. It's kind of like, maybe this isn't the best name we should have gone with for our AI.
Right.
I don't know. Right. Anyway. All right, cool. And anything else just snow? I mean, has it been too bad or just a little
bit? No, not really. We got, we got 5 inches yesterday. I mean, then they were scheduled anywhere between 3 and 9. So we, you know, think about it like that, we got off pretty lucky. The only thing was the previous snow that we got, was it New Year's or around New Year's? It was all starting to melt off. I was getting excited, and then it drops more snow on us. You know, you'd think being a Midwesterner my entire life, I wouldn't get excited when the first, you know, the first snow starts to melt, because I'm thinking to myself, finally, and then, you know, they get more on me. So, but like I said, in all things, it could have been a foot of snow, and it wasn't. It's only like half a foot of snow. So.
Well, to put some perspective, remember that snowstorm I told you about where my parents basically got snowed in from being able to leave?
Right.
In the Sierras over Donner Pass, they got 10 feet of snow over that period of time. It was insane.
Craziness.
So, right. Yeah, that puts it all in perspective. All right. It's been an interesting week for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
So where to start? Well, I'll start with the good / bad, which was last week, podcasting before the Chargers played the Raiders. It was a quote-unquote playoff game. I will say this, disappointed at the outcome because the Chargers lost to the Raiders, but that probably was one of the best football games I've ever seen in my life. It was this crazy comeback, went into overtime, went down to literally the last seconds of the game, and the Raiders were able to kick a field goal to win it. But the crazy drama of that game, for those that don't know, is the Chargers and the Raiders were both playing one another. It was literally the last game of the NFL regular season. They both had a shot. If they won, they got into the playoffs. But through a very weird, a weird situation that happened with the different records of teams, if the Chargers and Raiders also tied, then they both actually would have gotten into the playoffs as well. And the Pittsburgh Steelers, who got into the playoffs, would have actually been out of the playoffs if they had tied. And everybody, of course, thought, ties rarely ever happen in the NFL. There's no way this is going to happen. And the Chargers were down, I think, by 15 points with about 4.5 minutes left in the game. They were able to come back, tie the game with no time left on the clock. Then it goes into overtime. The Raiders kick a field goal. The Chargers kick a field goal. So it's still tied. And the Raiders were able to get it down just enough to decide to try and take the field goal kick, because they were contemplating they might not even do that and just settle in on the tie. And so it was just this crazy finish to the game. And of course, Steelers fans were just like biting their nails. And of course, now they're going to lose anyway because they're playing the Chiefs. But that's beside the point.
God, I hope so.
but yeah, so it was a great game. Disappointed with the end, obviously, but playoff football is here. I'm excited to watch playoff football. I will say that.
Me too.
COVID. Not that we ever want to talk about COVID, but we had this weird situation happen with our school district's bus drivers for my son's school. Like, we get this call. It was Tuesday night. Probably 8 o'clock at night, and it's this woman's name, and I'm like, not recognizing. I'm like, okay, this is weird, random local number. And so I just decided to answer it. Turns out it's somebody from the school district. She was calling parents to let them know they weren't going to be able to do any bus service the following day because literally 2/3 of their busing staff were all basically being sidelined by COVID. Mm-hmm. And turns out a vast majority of them actually weren't COVID positive even. It was that they were close contact, which that pisses me off to no end. Because look, if you're not having symptoms, you don't have COVID. That's my theory. That's what I'm sticking with.
Well, and you saying that, the school district here, that's the way they look at it. Because before, if your kid got COVID and was around other kids, they quarantined, of course, the one with symptoms and the ones that were around him. But nowadays, they only, quarantine the one with symptoms. If he was around anyone,
right,
as long as they don't have symptoms, quarantined. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But what it ended up being was I then became my son's bus driver for the next few days, which, I mean, the good thing was work was at a point where even though things were getting busy again, I was able to do it in the morning, which is kind of fun. It was fun to be able to take him to school. So, I mean, I guess it's not that bad of a thing.
True.
And then we ended up going out and we watched the movie American Underdog. So if you're not familiar with this, this is the it's based on the true story of Kurt Warner, who is a Hall of Fame quarterback for he played for the Rams. He then later on played for, I believe, the Cardinals. What an amazing story. So, you know, he came basically undrafted to the NFL. I shouldn't say that. He did get drafted. I believe he got drafted by the Green Bay Packers, but it was like way late. And he only lasted one day with the Green Bay Packers. And then was out of football for a couple years, basically, and then got a chance to play in the Arena Football League. And then from there, and this is all well documented, so I'm not spoiling anything. But to see the struggles he went through to get to the NFL and then basically turn into one of the greatest quarterbacks the game's ever seen was it's incredible. It's a very heartwarming story because of his family life and the situation there. And so I will just say this, well worth watching. It is a very heartwarming. It'll tug at your heart a number of times. And that's really with the family stuff in particular. Just a really good, a good wholesome movie. And then honestly, just kind of needed that. So last but not least, two things. One, Robin talking about his new internet made me jealous. And so I ended up sourcing out a different company because AT&T has been my internet provider. And while they do have really, you know, it's nice that they have a 20 megabit upload. The download stream is capped at 100 megabits where I live. And so I was just like, you know what? Let me see what else is out there. And there's plenty of other companies that are actually offering 1 gigabit. And so I was just like, you know what? I'm going to go with the gig speed. So that is happening on Tuesday. So cross your fingers. That is transitions easily enough. The real last update, which is all happening behind me, I started putting together some new Detolf cabinets from IKEA. It's funny. They were sold out for the longest time. Apparently, they are very much a collectible enthusiast's go-to cabinet. And so I actually bought two. So I have one put together. This thing was a pain in the ass to put together. And it's a pain in the ass to put together because you actually need two people. Mm-hmm. You literally cannot put it together without two people because you have to have somebody there holding the two, as you're getting your glass sides put in. Somebody has to be there to hold them together while you're basically slotting them in there's basically like a railing system, and the railing system is very finicky. And needless to say, it was not. IKEA furniture typically is very easy to put together. This was not the case. And I was just a little bit surprised by it because I just kind of assumed it was going to be easy enough for me to put together by myself. So I ended up having to recruit my wife, which I thought was going to be for like 5 minutes, turned out to be like an hour. We finally got it together, and then I have to put together the other one next, and then I'm going to be doing some kind of LED lighting into them. I'm not sure which direction I'm going to go yet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I have a couple different options, and I'm going to start playing around with when good old Amazon delivers them tomorrow. So you know what my tomorrow day will be is basically knee deep in wiring. But yeah, so that's me. That's pretty much what I've been up to. All right. I guess we should talk about video games.
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
All right, Kim, before we dive into it, just a real quick update, probably just do the second half of the month updates for at least Xbox Live Gold. We can kind of go through the PlayStation Plus games, that kind of thing, just so people know what they could get for free because they paid for it.
Gotcha. All righty, for your games with gold for January, at least the last half of January, we have Aground, which is available now. Yes, now through the 15th of February. And we have Space Invaders Infinity Gene. Okay. which is available now through the end of the month. So scrolling down, we have PlayStation Plus for January. We have Persona 5 Strikers, Dirt 5, and Deep Rock Galactic, which I have heard a bunch of people bragging about. So apparently it's really good, which is good because I downloaded it. So speaking of PlayStation, I took the plunge last week, and I am now a member of PlayStation Now. I haven't tried it out yet to see how it works, but I did get a subscription. So, of course, you know, like I said, now Spartacus is coming out, so... You know. Oh, well. Twitch Prime, we still have Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, Total War Warhammer, World War Z Beyond, WRC7 FIA World Rally Championship, Fahrenheit Indigo, The Remastered Prophecy, sounds interesting, Two Point Hospital, which is a philism, Abandoned Ship in Other Waters, is that like two games or like one whole title? Anyway. And Paper Beast, folded version. Oh, that's nice. Paper Beast, folded. Ha, I got it. Stadia Pro, we have Darksiders 3, Bloodstained, Ritual of the Night, Shantae Risky's Revenge Director's Cut, still sounds like porn. The Dark Side Detective, A Fumble in the Dark, also sounds like porn. And DreamWorks Dragons, Dawn of the New Writers, doesn't sound like porn. An Epic Game Store, I have no idea. So, I haven't updated those. I'm sorry. But, you know, Epic Games, I'm sure you can find it on your own. So, yeah, that's your freebies for the month.
Okay. I've been told, by the way, but the sound effects are not coming through on the audio side. We'll forego with them. I'll insert them in for the audio version. But I have a feeling I know what the problem later. Is. Yeah, you know, nothing better than inserting it in later. I have a feeling I know the problem, but it's not something I'm going to try and tackle while we're in the podcast.
Oh, thank God. No.
Yeah, exactly. Some things are just best left to the side.
Nobody needs to see that. Anyway.
All right. Games that we have been playing, Kim. You have continued to tackle Forza Horizon 5.
Right.
Thoughts.
Well, you know, it's still Forza, it's still Horizon 4. I mean 5. I mean it. Like I said last time, it's pretty. It plays well. I like it, but it still seems like 4 to me. I mean, we're just in a different spot. But it's fun. I've been playing a lot of co-op with Boomer, and we've been doing like the barn finds and you know, the stupid races. And me, I've been picking on my character because she dances like a doofus, and the people that, like, you know, her team or whatever they are, I swear to God, if I could mute them, I would.
So it's funny you said this, because I do think this is what makes me yearn for the next proper Forza game. Only because the audio you're going to hear is going to be more around racing simulation as opposed to the Horizon audio, which I'm with you. It's
terrible. I mean, they're just all so damned happy, and they want to sound cool, and they just sound stupid. You're a rock star, yada, yada, yada. And okay, here's another one. We did the volcano deal the other day. Okay. I get it. I'm supposed to be a world's greatest driver and whatever, but when did I learn how to run, you know, equipment to measure volcanic eruptions? I'm supposed to go and turn on a seismometer? How the fuck do I know how to do that if all I do is drive a car all day? I mean, don't you have to have, like, degrees and shit to figure out how to run that kind of equipment? I mean, or am I some sort of, like, volcano scientist on the side?
Well, you know, there's that.
I guess. I don't understand.
Yeah, I think it just, for at least for me, I am just, I've never been one for the cheesy, you know,
exactly. Hipster. Oh, it's awful. Yes.
Yeah. And unfortunately, that has become a little bit synonymous with Forza Horizon. I really wish they would have. And it's because of this whole, we're creating this Horizon event, and it's a festival, and everybody's, you know.
taking some good shit, apparently, for as happy as they all are. I don't know.
No, I think that if maybe they did it more like an actual Woodstock where they like had people getting high and stuff, maybe that would add a little bit more fun to it. I don't know.
Right.
But yeah.
People are yelling at us. It's a kid's game, you know.
It just really has me at this point really yearning for a more serious racing take.
Right.
So, yeah.
I mean, I don't get me wrong. I like it. I like being able to drive around in, like, cars that I will never own in my lifetime and, like, taking a Corvette off-road and crashing it into fences and shit. And,
yeah.
You know, I like all that. Don't get me wrong. But if I could figure out some way to mute the little peppy people in the background that are my squad, which just makes me cringe terribly.
Have you tried going into the sound settings
at all? I haven't, and I probably should. And I know I can change my dance moves because those are terrible.
Okay, enough of dancing avatars, please. At this point, right? In the future, you know, we don't need anymore.
You're sitting there, you're getting ready for a race, and all of a sudden it comes up to a cutscene, and there you are in front of your car doing this like weird shit and moving around, and I look like I'm having some sort of stroke. I'm like, I realize I can't dance in real life, but she's not any better. So, I mean, although I guess that's you know, more true to life, I guess. She can't dance and I can't either, so there we are. But it's almost like she's having some sort of stroke on stage or with her car. I don't understand. So, yeah. But anyway.
And it sounds like we hate Forza Horizon 5, but it's not the case. Absolutely still love the game. It looks fantastic. It plays fantastic. It is iterative on Forza Horizon 4. Let's be honest. It is a prettier version. It looks better. Yes. But it's a slightly looks better. I mean, Forza Horizon 4 looks fantastic. So right. I'm not sitting here being like, oh, my God, this looks so much better.
Right. And I don't want to sound like some 80-year-old person yelling at the kids to get off her lawn or anything. But, I mean, come on. If you sit there and play this game long enough and have to hear those idiots in the background, I think it would slowly drive you insane. Or maybe that's just me.
The shaft, by the way, I think is potentially in agreement with us on this.
I think, but it's a good game. Like I said, don't get me wrong. I like the driving aspect of it because I'm not a simulation car racing. I don't drive that well. I'm sorry. I drive like an 80-year-old woman. It's just what it is. But I just
with a degree in science that can go check out.
I can't handle my squad. If I could get rid of them, I would. So, and just let me go around, discover tracks, do the races, just, you know, pop up a thing on the screen and says, hey, you need to go do this race or whatever. And you don't have to give me a bunch of weird crap and act like you're happy to see me all the time. It's just, I don't know. It just bugs me. I don't know why, but it just does.
I don't disagree, Kim. I don't disagree at all. The audio of this leaves a lot to be desired, and I will say this also gives me slight pause and concern for Fable.
I hope it's awesome, to be honest, but
of course I hope it's awesome because I love the Fable series, but my concern is a little, and actually maybe this is being unfair to Playground because I think the nature of the game they created kind of push them down this direction of the narrative that they created for Forza Horizon 5. That's not going to be the narrative of Fable. So, I think we should remain very optimistic for Fable. Based on the visuals we've seen from Forza Horizon 5, I think it will be a beautiful looking game. And then let's just hope that British sensibilities take over with humor, that they kind of bring that back a little bit. Although I kind of hope for a balance of serious and still fun. I'm not sure I want to be walking around just farting all the time like I could in the previous Fables.
No. But I do like having my dog. Or, you know, you could do like Torchlight and let me have a cat, you know, just change up the pet a little. I'm just saying. You know, we don't have to go nuts. I don't want like a pet rhinoceros or anything. But, you know, dog, cat, give me an option. So, anyway.
I mean, the dog had purpose. What would the cat do? I mean, the cat would just be like...
Well, I don't know. The cat does the same. If it's like Torchlight, the cat does the same thing the dog does. You can send him with your stuff back to town and he can sell it. Okay. I mean, you know.
I mean, are we being realistic here? Or are we being, you know...
Well, was the dog all that real? I mean, honestly,
well, he dug stuff up for you, you know?
Well, so could the cat. I mean...
Really? Have you ever seen a cat? Has a cat ever dug anything up for you other than a dead mouse?
Well, all right, no. But then I can't say really a dog's dug up a lot for me either, so...
Fair play.
Oh, anyway... So yeah, that was my time in Forza, and yeah, like I said, I had fun. Like I said, me and Boomer's been co-oping some of it, which that's been fun. I guess I didn't realize in some of those games you could do that before, but it's kind of nice to sit there and have, you know, you and your friend racing in the same race. You know, even though most of the time he was behind me, you know, keeping all the others off my back while he let me win the race. So you know, there was that. So thanks for that. Oh yes, that was another one, Boomer. I would like to change my voice to an American one. That would be kind of nice. But
do you not have an American voice?
No, I do not. So actually, to be honest, I don't know that I've really heard myself talk that much. Maybe because I'm tuning myself out. I don't know. But I think there might be a way to change that. Or I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. Now I'm probably starting to sound racist. You hear her? She wants an American voice instead of, you know, whatever. other than that, it's been fun. Like I said, I did find my first barn find last night, a Toyota Baja truck. So okay. Yeah, I didn't know exactly what the heck I was supposed to do with it, but apparently they're going to take it back to my garage or something and fix it, so that'll be interesting.
Yeah, so it was a little ambiguous for me as well when I first had my first barn find, because I was like, mm-hmm. Oh, I get this car now, and they're like, nope. I'm like, right? Yeah, I'm like, when do I get it? I have no clue. No clue when it's going to be done. Just eventually they will say, oh, hey, it's done.
By the way.
And then you can go use it.
Right. So there was that. And I bought a couple of cars off auction because all I was doing with my credits was like storing them up and I didn't know for what. So I bought a couple of cars and I bought a second house after you got the first one was the, well, like I like to call the pussy pink house.
Real estate mogul that you are.
Right. Because it is a pink house. And it's like, well, all right. And then there was one by the beach, I guess, that I found, and that opened up, so I bought that one. I can't remember now what it looked like, but whatever. Actually, it looked like some sort of weird Mexican shanty that like a drug lord would live in, but I don't know, it could be fine.
We're going down that dark path again.
I know, right? So anyway, other than that, I've dabbled with some more Ori and the Blind Forest on the Switch.
On the Switch. So I
on the Switch, the, yes.
The version I have up on screen is the good looking version. You were on Switch.
Well, it doesn't look terrible on the Switch. I mean, yes, it's obviously a smaller screen and all that, but I mean it doesn't look as good as if I fired it up on the X, but it doesn't look bad. I mean, other than that, I did find out there are achievements for that game on the Switch, and there are achievements for it on the Xbox. I did not know that when I first started it.
It's a very weird collaborative kind of moment where, you know, Nintendo has really let Microsoft kind of implement a lot of their ecosystem into the system and the game on Switch. I seen the game come over there. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, no big deal. But then when you heard that there were achievements, that's just weird.
It is a little, I have to admit, because I had to look the second time when the next one popped up. I'm like, no, it really is a fucking achievement on the Switch. I'll be damned. I mean, it doesn't really matter because, of course, Nintendo doesn't keep track of these things, but I guess it is what it is. So
I think it's kind of encouraging also that maybe, just maybe, these companies will continue to help, you know, let walls come down to where we can to start seeing even more kind of unification of these different platforms, to where you're not having these invisible walled barriers that keep you from, you know, having your game on one system or another.
Right. Because it would be nice if one day I could play the like Game Pass games on something like the Switch or the Steam Deck. Because on my phone with, I don't know if it's my connection or what, but it's crap. They lock up, they drop out. I just don't have any luck. So yeah. It would be nice.
I know on the Steam Deck, you will be able to. I think you're going to have to sideload, if I remember correctly. You have to like sideload Windows onto it because they don't use a Windows operating system. But there will be a way to do that.
Hopefully it's easy to explain because I'm not usually real great with those.
I keep forgetting, by the way, that I have that coming.
Me Steam too. Deck. And so that was something I guess I was going to ask, because I missed the show last week and I haven't listened to it yet. Are you still contemplating keeping your Steam Deck? Or, because I know we talked before about maybe canceling our pre-orders and all that sort of stuff, and I've been kind of flipping back and forth, and now that it's actually getting close that we might actually get this thing at some point here in a few months. So, what, you know, are you going to keep your pre-order, or?
As of now, yes. Mm-hmm. as we get closer, maybe. I don't know.
That's kind of where, I'm at this point. But the thought of being able to play the Game Pass games on it kind of keeps me from, you know, because I also kind of wondered, well, maybe I get rid of that and not get it, and maybe I get a PlayStation 5. But right now, trying to find a PlayStation 5 is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. So it's kind of like, eh. Right.
I think that the biggest hang up for me with the Steam Deck, and this is the same thing for the Switch, it's the same thing for playing games on my phone.
Right.
It's the screen size. Mm-hmm. Is this really something I'm going to play games on? I have my laptop. Right. I can actually, you know, play games off of that, you know, use Game Pass, stream onto that if I want to. So I have kind of a portable option.
Right.
So it really is a bit of a debate in my head right now of like, okay, if I get it, am I really going to use it?
Right.
And that's because I don't travel a ton. So what is this really going to be used for?
Right.
I don't know.
I hear you. And I'm kind of in the same boat because I don't travel a lot either. But the Switch has been kind of nice on them nights where, you know, Dad's sitting there watching TV. And right. I kind of want to play a game, but I also don't want to just get up and leave Dad sitting in the living room watching TV like I don't like him or something. So then I'll come in here, I'll grab the Switch, take it back in there, sit on the couch. And meanwhile, I'm still in the same room. I'm just, you know, playing on the Switch. So that's been kind of nice on that respect. But yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat you are. I'm like, I don't travel a whole hell of a lot. So am I going to use it? But I do think, like I said, if they allow you to have Game Pass games on it, I'll probably use it more often.
Yeah.
Because of that. So anyway, now that I've mentioned
off. If anybody in the chat has a Steam Deck on order, and if they plan on keeping it as well.
Right.
Because that's also the weird thing. It's like, you know, it was a $5 down payment, and it was like, oh, you'll get it to first quarter. And then it was suddenly like, no, it might not be first quarter. It might be later. And now I have no idea when I'm getting it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any updates on it.
Mine still says second quarter. So,
which probably is going to be, you know, 2023 at this point.
Right. But I did read an article the other day that said they were going to start shipping some out, I think, at the end of February. So,
okay. You know, and early reviews, I think, will also be a big.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I expect there to be bugs and stuff. I just don't know how bad they will be. I mean, if it's going to be totally, you know, useless or.
I mean, I hope there aren't any bugs. I hope, honestly, right? it's a very, you know, seamless, good system. And we finally get a nice, good handheld alternative to what we have kind of traditionally been forced to use, which is either, you know, a Nintendo handheld device or, you know, PlayStation for a while made their devices. But this, you know, having a PC handheld that's a true, you know, a true dedicated handheld device, I think has a marketplace.
Right.
But I don't know.
Yeah. Well, Harley Dan says he's got one coming. So, yeah. And he's going to keep it. So.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, enough about me. What have you been playing?
Oh, gosh. What have I been playing? Well, so we had a game night. Wednesday. Right. And so Robin, myself, Martin also jumped on. And we played a number of rounds of Halo Infinite. Fiesta was the game type we played. And if you're not familiar with Fiesta, I think what I really like most about it is every time you respawn into the game, even at the start, you're given just random sets of weapons. Mm-hmm. And so it could be awesome power weapons at times, like you'll get the rocket launcher and maybe you have a sword. There's other times where you will launch, you'll have a pistol and, you know, and maybe the shotgun. It just makes, you know, because everybody, when they die, respawns with these different weapons. It just makes for, I don't know why, but just for me, it's just a more fun experience because you're not necessarily just waiting on power weapons to spawn on the map.
Right.
You know, you have that opportunity to have something cool and it's just a traditional Slayer type gameplay as well. So it's not capture the flag or anything like that, or, you know, you're trying to control an area. You're just going out and kill or be killed, so to speak. And so we had some really successful moments playing this game. We had a couple moments where we got our butts handed to us. But we had a good time and we'll be doing this again this coming Wednesday. And in the foreseeable future, I think we're going to try and dedicate some Wednesdays to just an hour jumping on, getting in some Halo Infinite multiplayer. And so it's not a big time dedication or you know, it's not going to kill your whole night, so to speak. So you can just kind of jump in and jump out. But yeah, had a good time with it. We'll be doing it again. So keep an eye out for it.
We'll do.
And then the other game I played was on my PC. Don't tell anyone.
Oh, my God.
But the next part of this is not going to surprise you. I played a bunch of XCOM Chimera Squad.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I know. Shocking that I would play an XCOM-like game. If you're not familiar with Chimera Squad, this was kind of it's their latest game they came out with, Fraxis, that is. And how best to describe it? It's not the traditional XCOM overall kind of gameplay. Yes, it's turn-based squad tactics, you know, when you're in the game. But in terms of what you're doing, you're not really building a base. You're not managing a lot of resources. There is some of that. But it's really about you being, in a sense, kind of a police force in the city, and it's basically a blended city now with the aliens and humans all living together. And so you have different gangs that you're going after, and you're trying to, you know, uncover a bigger, larger plot. So every time you go into you go into a battle, it starts off with what they call breach mode. And so it's like you're breaching into a building. So you're like a SWAT team. So in the old XCOM games, when you would go out and investigate something, your team would land and then you had to kind of explore to find the enemy. And then you would eventually find them and you would get into your firefights. But you kind of could approach, you know, and there was a tactical element to the approach of trying to find the enemy. How far, you know, do you risk sending your troop out super far unprotected, or do you kind of take it step by step? And so I really liked that part of XCOM. Here, the tactical side of it is you set up your team for breaching into an environment, but it's always the same thing. You set up to breach into the environment, and then from there you get into your kind of tactical gameplay. It leaves out some of that suspense of trying to find the enemy and figure out who you're going up against. And the story itself is, it's pretty forgettable. I can't say I'm really loving this. And I think this also was, something that the community in general also kind of said, no, they rejected Chimera Squad. It didn't do terribly well in sales. It's not held up very highly. But I wanted to play it. I bought it a long time ago. I barely played it. So I thought, you know, I'll go back. I'll play some more of it and see what I think. And it scratches some of that itch, but just not to the level, say, a Phoenix Point would. So I still very much like Phoenix Point. That is still my kind of go-to tactics game right now. Because it does have all of those elements to kind of what you experience with the XCOM games, where you have some exploration, you're trying to kind of feel out the enemy and figure out who you're up against. And then you kind of get into it and you can definitely get your ass handed to you. And you still have those moments of being close and shooting and missing and being like, how could I possibly miss? Cause you just got XCOM'd. So XCOM Chimera Squad, it's okay. Not going to be in my game of the year consideration for games that I've played this year that I you know, might be a little bit older. Anyway, so yeah. So that's me in a nutshell for the gaming side of things. Yeah. Honestly, not a lot of time to dedicate to games this week.
I hear you.
Been hectic, but that's life, right?
All right.
So we're just going to transition. We're going to tradition to transition to news. I'm not going to play any jingles because we don't have any jingles. So we're just going to talk about some stuff.
Here is the fucking news.
Hitman Trilogy is coming to Game Pass. That was just announced this past week. So for the record, if you haven't played Hitman 3, you now get a chance to. That was my game of the year from last year. It is a fantastic Hitman game. The whole trilogy is coming to PlayStation 4, PS5, Xbox One, Series X and S, and PC. But more importantly, it is coming to PC Game Pass and Game Pass Ultimate subscribers, as well as Xbox Game Pass. So you will be able to play those games and experience the Hitman trilogy. Honestly, you can play them in any order. There is a story that kind of binds them together, but I've never felt that you needed to play the Hitman games in order. They really feel self-contained in a lot of ways. So never be worried, unlike maybe a Halo, where you kind of want to play it in order, or Gears, unlike what Kim does. you can just jump in, jump out. They have a bunch of missions, and so you just take on those missions and you can kind of complete them through. So anyway, it's coming back. Or coming to, I should say, the different past subscriptions. Kim, have you ever played a Hitman game? I'm just curious. I hadn't even thought about that.
I think so. Many, many years ago. And I found out that, well, I'm an unstealthy Hitman. By God. So, yeah.
I am an unstealthy Hitman, too. Most stealth games, for the record. I start off with all the best intentions of, I'm going to sneak in, I'm going to get the stuff, and I'm going to get out, and no one's ever going to see me. And then one person sees me, and I'm like, I'm killing everybody.
Everyone, right?
Yeah, everyone must die.
Yeah, because I tried playing Splinter Cell Conviction, which I loved. But yeah, I found out early on, I was better just going in there and just shooting the fuck out of everybody instead of trying to be stealthy about it, because it never worked.
In fairness, I think Splinter Cell kind of encouraged that, though, in ways, because you were never trying to be, you hid in the shadows, certainly, but you were kind of like a silent assassin. Not like in Hitman, you literally are disguising yourself differently. You're, there's a big element of the game dedicated to staying stealthy. And I do love that. I love like taking somebody out and kind of no one was the wiser. I poisoned their food and I delivered it to them and then I got out of there. And there's a satisfaction with that. But inevitably, in this game they're hard. Hitman games are traditionally pretty hard. There will just be that moment where somebody sees you and you're just like, oh, F it. And guns are out.
Right.
But also,
you're all gonna die.
Hitman is a game that's not very forgiving. So when you do have those moments, firefights in Hitman, you are at a disadvantage.
Right.
Play it on easy mode. That would be my suggestion.
I play everything on easy mode anymore, so...
All right. Hey, if you are a Final Fantasy 14 fan or were wanting to get into it and you couldn't download it and buy it because Final Fantasy was just so popular, apparently it's going back on sale January 25th. New players will be able to purchase the digital copies of Final Fantasy 14 again. The game directors and producer, Yoshida, Naoki? I think it's Naoki Yoshida, announced in a lengthy post, Square Enix had suspended the game, of course, previously because it was basically doing too well, according to them. They could not handle the server loads. So basically explained the company is taking some steps to address the game's high levels of congestion. And to start with, Square Enix will be bringing its Oceanian data center online in January. And that will be opening up 5 new worlds from the start so that everyone in the Oceania can transfer over for a better experience. There you go. You can transfer over and it can be free. So you don't have to pay extra for getting into the new worlds.
Never played a Final Fantasy game.
I can't say ever, especially the online games. I think I tried Final Fantasy, was it 10 or 11? That was on the 360. I think I played it for all of like 20 minutes. And this is where I grew my fondness of large swords and femmen.
right.
Yeah. But I mean, it's a wildly popular series. All accounts, by all accounts, Final Fantasy XIV has been doing everything right. It's back, people. Go download it. Have fun. Hey, if you were thinking about getting yourself a Xbox One S, not the Series S, the One S, the old Microsoft Xbox One console, I am sad to say that those consoles will no longer be manufactured. So they are killing off the Xbox One officially. So I kind of had already thought this had happened, but apparently they were still doing the One S version of the Xbox One. But they have officially said that they will be ending that life cycle to focus in on the Series X and S moving forward, which makes a lot of sense. They're actually, the Series S has been wildly popular for them, I think even beyond probably their expectations. And with the shortages, it's helped that they've been able to mass produce the Series S more. So The Verge reported that Microsoft told them they're canceling the One. It's no longer going to be available. So it officially is being archived away. Now,
meanwhile, PlayStation.
Meanwhile, on Sony's side of the world, there was a, I think it was a Bloomberg report. Yeah, Bloomberg reported on Tuesday that Sony had originally planned to discontinue the model earlier, but now have said that, according to their inside reports, that they plan to produce at least a million more PS4s in the coming year to try and help deal with some of the PS5 shortages, which is a little weird, to be honest, because it's like, well, how does that help with the PS5 shortage? Maybe it's just to try and get people into the Sony ecosystem while they're having problems. I could kind of see that. But according to Sony, they had put forward, since that report came out, basically a counter report, if you will, or basically saying that they denied that this was the case. The video game and digital entertainment division of the Japanese company noted that it had no initial plans to end production of the PS4 last year, highlighting that any future production and sales of the console were already planned in parallel with the rollout of the PS5. Sony also noted that its release schedule of the previous gen and next gen console follows the introduction of previous consoles. So they were saying, oh, no, this has been the plan all along. We weren't doing anything. Nothing's changed. We were just going to continue to create PlayStation 4s. Mm-hmm. I would counter with, didn't we hear Jim Ryan on stage say basically we believe in generations and that, you know, we would, you know, kind of move forward from the PlayStation 4 and that everything was going to be the PS5. And of course, everything changes. My guess is this is probably a little bit more true in that they probably originally wanted to phase out the PlayStation 4 by now. But they've just kind of kept it rolling. And so this may not be a new, new manufacturing. They're just continuing the manufacturing of the PlayStation 4. And they're not stopping it. That makes sense to me, especially if the PlayStation 5 is going to continue to be something that is in short supply. They haven't been able to solve that problem yet, by all accounts.
No, I mean, and to put it in perspective, it's easier to get an X or an S right now than it is to get a PlayStation 5. I know because I've looked. So
yeah, I mean, I haven't seen the X out in the wild still, but I have seen the S for sure. And ironically, a friend of the show, Steve Conger, just told me Thursday he actually bought an Xbox S and a year's worth of Game Pass subscription because he said he was tired of waiting for the PlayStation 5. And he just kind of started to look at the offer and he just said, you know what, I'm going to go for it. So I think that plan or that tactic is working for Microsoft and certainly for Sony. I'm sure they're all hands on deck trying to get as many PS5s pumped out as possible. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it all pans out. I think this is going to be a much tighter console generation in terms of, Sony certainly will still, I think, be the leader, if you will, in terms of hardware. I think there's a lot more wiggle room this go around. I think there's a lot less clear definition. Like PlayStation 4 dominated last year, or the last console generation. Even though I never did get my PlayStation 4. And I won't get a PS5 right now. Straight up won't, because I literally could not put it anywhere. It is too big. Right. I need them to do a form factor reduction. That is one thing that has to happen. But that thing is huge. I know. I think I'm more inclined right now, though, still to probably shift towards even PC. So, and that's something I don't think I ever would have thought would come out of my mouth, just a couple years back. So. All right. And Kim, you have your PlayStation 5, right?
I have 4, yes.
You have a 4?
I have 4. Yeah, not a 5.
So I thought for some reason you got the 5.
I've been kicking it around because I thought about getting a digital one, but of course they're hard to find like everything else. So, I mean, and I did get the PlayStation Now, so my feeling is maybe if I just hang out and with my 4 and clean up my pile of shame, because I don't have as many games on the PlayStation as I do on the Xbox. So, not counting my PlayStation Now subscription. So, I mean, Mark's always bragging about, Horizon Zero Dawn, and I haven't played that yet. I haven't played God of War yet, all the reasons I bought a PlayStation 4 to begin with. So, I'm all right with chilling and waiting and,
Not to clamor like about the PC side, by the way. I've heard good things about the God of War PC port.
Right. So, and I'm kind of like you. I'm kind of waiting to see if maybe they'll come out with a smaller version, because I'm the same as really you. Hoping. I still have, right? Because I have the monolith. I have my PlayStation 4 sitting up there, and there is no way. I mean, yes, somebody could say, well, you could unhook the PlayStation 4. Yeah, I know, I could. But, same, still, it would still be huge. So,
huge.
It would still be huge, So, because, I'm at the point on my shelf now where the Xbox sits on its side because I can't stand it straight up because it's not tall enough, and I don't want to go through adjusting all my shelves and stuff to try to make it fit, so it just sits on the side.
Hey Kim, let's talk about some new releases.
Alrighty, will do. Alrighty.
Imagine, by the way, right now you've got Price is Right music going on in the background. That's just the theme.
Right. Alrighty, your new releases for January 16th through the 22nd are Shadow Man Remastered for the Switch on January 17th, which apparently there was a big brouhaha about this. I've never heard of it, but apparently people were excited. Right?
Okay.
Yeah. So, whatever. Let's see, we have Nobody Saves the World for the Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One and PC on the 18th, River City Girls for the PlayStation 5 on the 18th as well, Expeditions Rome for the PC on January 20th. Paparazzi, Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, and PC on the 20th as well. Paparazzi. Not a game I'd play.
Paparazzi. Not paparazzi.
Paparazzi, yes.
Apparently have to feel name. Like it's dog related? That would be my guess.
Well, okay. I'd hope so, because if it's anything else related, I don't understand. So, Rainbow Six Extraction, which I'm sure there are plenty of people excited about, PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Stadia, and PC on the 20th. Also, it's coming to Game Pass.
Yes.
So, there you go. Windjammers 2, which I'm assuming is some sort of sailing game?
Yeah, it's got to be windsurfing.
I'd hope. Anyway, for the PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, Stadia, and PC. Xbox One, but no Xbox Series X or S. Interesting. On the 20th. And then we have, Baby Bath Storm. Baby Storm, which, gets me, because I'm thinking for the Switch on the 21st, but I'm thinking Baby Storm, what is that? Do you, impregnate a bunch of different women and then they all have I don't understand how this works, and maybe I don't want to know.
It's a family game, Kim.
Okay. Yeah, probably a big family. Anyway, maybe it's one of those weird games Boyfriend Dungeon or something, which is another one All right, and then we have Mousecraft. Maybe it's kind of like Minecraft with mice. Anyway, it's out for the Xbox One on the 21st as well. And I do believe those are all our new releases for this week. There are some good ones in there, and there's some strange ones in there, and there's some in there I don't really care. So
yeah. I'm with you.
But it's the first of the year, so I'm not surprised. It's kind of like towards the end of the year, they kind of throw all the crap at you, and you know, there's a
year couple of gems in there. Yeah, right? I mean, Rainbow Six Extraction is the clear, like, big game coming out. I'm very curious. I mean, obviously, I'm going to try it. It's on Game Pass. But I loved Rainbow Six Siege. I don't know what to make of this because it feels, you know, we talked about iterative games earlier with Forza Horizon 4 to 5.
Right.
This, on the surface, feels like it's just an iterative game of Siege where instead of having two human player forces going against one another, you sub out the human force for an alien force and you get Rainbow Six Extraction.
Right.
So I'm hoping that's not this, because that seems very simplistic. I hope it's more elaborate than that. I hope there is some kind of PVE type situation as well. And maybe that a story that makes sense, something to make this make sense. I don't know, but we'll see.
We shall see.
And then you'll have to tell me how Baby Storm is. I fully expect you to check this game out, Kim. Are our Switch aficionado.
Right. That'll be like that time you wanted me to read that book for a book club, and I got through, what, like 10 pages of it before I had the call.
In fairness, Kim, that was a book you told us about. You said this was suggested to you. So we said, okay, well, then you have to read this, Kim.
But it was terrible, and I don't suggest it to anyone unless you're into some strange things.
So basically, this is a book for Pete. We should forward that title to Pete, please.
All right, we'll do. Yeah, weird.
All right. So, remember,
I'll do some looking into it. I'm not gonna lie. I'll look into it just to see how kind of weird it is. Because honestly, it just sounds strange. Baby Storm. What the hell? Sounds like a nightmare to me.
Hey. It may be a nightmare. It might be heaven. You never know.
Right.
Kim, don't forget Wednesday, Halo Nights, 9 p.m. in the UK. Okay. That would be 3 p.m. on your end. Okay.
Yes, it would.
Yeah. Just like the podcast.
I might have
Wednesday.
To pop on there, you know, every once in a while, because that is kind of my prime chore time right there. But, you know, for you guys, I probably make a little bit of an exception.
We're here to disrupt your chores. That's what we do.
I know, right?
Yeah. But anybody, if you are interested, come find Robin. Come find myself. We will be playing Halo for just at least an hour on Wednesday nights. And it's a good time. It's stress free. There's no desire to have a winning team. It's all about just hanging out and having fun. And if we happen to win, which we did actually have a winning match. It's because of the players that added onto our team, not because we did anything to help out. Literally, when we won our match, it was pretty comical because the guy that came onto our team that was added on, he had like 35 kills. That should tell. It was the best of 50, right? The first team to 50. He got 35, and we just all were laughing. We're just like, we're just gonna let him do the work. We'll let him do the heavy lifting. We just trying to not die as much.
I get my ass handed to me regularly by the bots because I play against the bots a lot. And oh my god, those aren't your regular Call of Duty bots by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
Dear god,
they actually have some pretty good AI controlling those bots.
Right.
And you can adjust that, by the way. You can adjust that AI level. Yeah, so you can turn them down from being Spartans. You can actually, I think, go ODST or Grunts. And basically, kind of the farther the food chain down, so the Grunts are going to be the dumbest. And you'll feel much better about it yourself if you fight the Grunts versus, you know, the Spartans. So
exactly. Oh, all right.
All right, Kim, it is that time. I think we are just about at the end of the show here. So, Kim, let's do some shout outs. I'll let you give the shout out to the chat as well. I know we've had a few people in there being pretty active. Yeah. So I want to give them some praise.
Yeah, I'm going to shout out the people in the chat, and that's Boomer and Harley Dan and Laura have all been in there. You know, along with ourselves, of course. Thanks guys for coming along and hanging out at the Evil Show, because, you know, 666. You know, if you would have told me we'd be doing a 666th episode, I would have, you know, thought we were all crazy, but here we are.
Yeah.
So, thanks for coming along. Hopefully you didn't get, you know, demonized or anything while you were sitting or watching it. I mean,
or maybe maybe it's just what the doctor ordered. Maybe a little demonization is a good thing.
That's true. It could be. Shout out to you, Tank Top. Apparently you do listen to me at some point and don't always tune me out. So, hey, there's that.
We have our fun on Twitter. We do.
Our little I don't know what you call it, a Twitter feud or whatever you want to call that. But, yeah, so.
No, you just see. So here's the thing, Kim. I see you post random things all the time. And I do as well, but I always take note of when you post stuff. And I like to make comments. And so this last time, and I don't even remember what the initial post was, but it was basically talking about, you know, being ignored or something. And of course, I just chimed in. I said, you know, I have this uncanny way of being able to tune people out. And it's it's taken a life of its own, of course. But, you know.
Right.
Yeah, it's all good fun. All good fun.
All right. And Twitter's the place to do that anymore because Facebook is no fun. I had a guy, I made some comment about a Western we were watching the other day on TV. And, the guy went to the general store and bought food for himself and another guy that busted out of jail with him. But the townspeople didn't know that this other guy had busted out of jail with him. And all of a sudden they saw him buying food and they thought to themselves, oh, the other guy must be with him. Because apparently if you're riding by yourself in the West, you don't need to stop anywhere and buy food, I guess, apparently. And somebody was going to make a comment about, well, something about hanging them or something. And of course, Facebook being all Facebooky now, that of course got them banned for 24 hours on Facebook because they considered that, they considered that hate speech. And apparently this is like the second time the guy has tried to comment on one of my posts and they nailed him for hate speech and they banned him for 24 hours. So, and I don't post anything political or any of that shit on Facebook, but
wait, this guy was commenting on a old Western television show where he was making a comment about they might have a posse and string him up and hang him.
That might be why they were stringing him up or something. Yeah. And Facebook banned him for 24 hours. So I'm pretty much now on Twitter more than on Facebook because I post things on Facebook that are meant to be funny and not meant to, you know, they're not hate speech or anything. But then when people comment on them about, like, I posted something about a spider one time, and I think it was Nicole, of all people, posted something about having to burn the house down, and they banned her for it, or they deleted the post or whatever, because they considered it hate speech because she talked about burning the house down with a spider inside of it. So, yeah, Facebook is not any fun anymore, so I post a lot of random and weird, wacky things on Twitter now because they don't care. So
spiders are people too, apparently.
Right.
Although, so, by the way, I would be banned in a nanosecond because I freaking hate spiders. I mean, I see a spider, it drives my wife nuts because she's actually, you know, she understands that spiders are actually good for the environment and they do have a purpose in nature.
Right.
That purpose in my book is to die. I see spiders and mosquitoes. Outside,
they're fine, but if they're in the house, different story.
See, if they're outside, but they're close to an entry point in my house, they must be removed.
Oh, that's hilarious.
But I feel the same way about mosquitoes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Flies. Yeah. I don't like flies either. So anyway, now we're on the insect show.
Yes, the insect show.
So, yeah. So anyway, you know, shout out to my Twitter. If you guys follow me on Twitter, don't be like weirdly shocked about things I post on there because it's all in fun. And I'm a bit of a pervert, so there's some of that on there, too. So
a bit?
It is what it is. All right. More than a bit, you know.
At least you're not peddling cockages.
No, that's all Pete. I don't want to get in his domain, and, you know, then there'll be a big cockfight, and it'll be terrible. So, anyway, over to you.
Thank you for tossing that baton my way. All right. Shout out to you, Kim. Thank you for making the show. We probably should have covered this. Phil, you know, again, Phil has high standards. And he just said, you know what, I can't work with Greg. So that's why he didn't want to be on the show. Robin has no standards, but he can't get rid of his in-laws, and so he's stuck at the house dealing with family. Mark is just lost to the wind right now. We love Mark dearly. Mark, come back. Just come on back. Come back. We've actually been talking. Again, this time of year can be tough. And so all I have to say is the best way to get through any kind of rough time is to laugh. And the best place to laugh, right here.
Exactly.
And Pete is just fucking ginger.
Just Pete.
Yeah, yep. That's Pete. Anyway, we love him. God, I love this whole crew. And of course, our listeners. Aww. A big shout out to them. Thank you, everybody, for being in here, hanging out, having fun. We appreciate all of the chat. It was good. It was lively. Some good back and forth. And a podcast with no sound effects is ultimately probably the best kind of podcast. So on that note, we are going to...
The thing of it is, by the time most people hear this, they'll never know there was no sound effects because you'd fixed it. So
that's assuming I'm going to fix it. Maybe I just leave it as is. I'm all about like the nature thing, you know, just be natural. Let it happen. And the way it happens, it happens. But if you hear sound effects, you'll know I couldn't let it happen. And so I had to put it in sound effects. But anyway, all right, that's it. We're done. Let's go watch some football, Kim.
Woo-hoo!
Go Steelers.
Go Chiefs.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.